Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Thursday, November 11th, 2021. Birth pains. Today's daily devotion is written by Dr. Carrie Vo. Our text for today is recorded in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. And as he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see these great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains." Carrie writes that labor was hard for her. Her son was tiny, only 5 pounds, but he didn't want to come out, and so she had to take Pitocin. That's a kind of pain that she didn't ever want to experience again. And yet there was a good thing about it. These are the pains of birth, not death. They were leading up to something good, the birth of her child, however tiny and fragile, and so even in her pain, she had joy and gratitude. When Jesus talks about the suffering at the end of the world, he describes many terrible things: earthquakes, famines, wars. This is real suffering with more to come, and yet Jesus calls it the beginning of the birth pains. The birth of what? The birth of what comes after the end of the world: the new heavens and earth that God is creating, the cosmos as it should be, God's kingdom fully visible and touchable. The place of all our hopes and dreams, filled with God's servants. And that includes humanity, healed of our sin and evil, grown into the fullness of the children of God. That will be a time and place where God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. The labor will be ended, and the new life begun. That's worth hoping for. Please pray with me. Dear Father, as we suffer, help us to hope in you. Amen.